Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the in the final hour of Free Talk Live's Live Saturday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Brett.
Our normal first chair, Ian, is... He's off tonight. We have Keenvention going on here in Keene, New Hampshire, and he's been working dawn till dusk, making that work for the last 3 days. It is fascinating. It's been great. I was on the news media panel today. A lot of fun. I've really enjoyed it. So anyway, you can find out more about that on our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. Like us there and participate in any way you wish. It you know, doesn't even have to be positive.
I'll tell you, you know what I did today for you? I voted for Free Talk Live and School Sucks Podcast in the 2013 Podcast Awards.
That's right. The Podcast Awards are going on at podcastawards.com, where people are voting for their favorite podcasts, and it would be really great if Free Talk Live won again. Free Talk Live is the winningest podcast in podcastawards.com's history, and we are under the title of best political podcast.
News, politics, yeah.
News and politics. It's I wouldn't call this a political show, but I wouldn't know what else to call it. Issues-oriented. Mm. And School Sucks is under education.
Education, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So it's podcastawards.com. I would be pleased and honored if you would spend a few moments to go there and vote for us.
It takes about 1 minute to vote for, you know, there's maybe three or four liberty-oriented shows on the list this year. It takes maybe 1 minute to do it, 1 second to confirm it, and you can vote every day from now until November 15th.
That's correct. Let's go to Lane calling in from Portland, Maine. Lane, you're on Free Talk Live.
Lane from Maine. I'm interested that you have an education component here, and I'm interested to know what you think about the core curriculum as mandated by the federal government. Is it yet another each to the test?
The core curriculum, so you're talking about Common Core?
Yeah, that's the one.
I think it is a new packaging for an old idea. I think that this is something that the Federal Department of Education has been trying to implement even well before No Child Left Behind. Obviously, short answer would be I'm opposed to the further centralization of the power of anything. I think that's extremely dangerous. And, I find that with Common Core coming out right into the open, there's some very troubling assignments, one that I talked about on my show recently. There's an assignment that I believe was given to elementary school students where they were asked or instructed, forced, I should say, if they wanted to get credit for the assignment, to remove two amendments from the Bill of Rights and replace
it. Oh, just the Bill of Rights specifically?
Yeah, and replace it with two of their own. So what I'm thinking is being pushed here is Second Amendment, very dangerous. Fourth Amendment, unrealistic in this day and age. And why don't you go ahead and add to that, kids, we have a right to health care and a clean environment. That's what I'm thinking is being pushed there. So, yeah, I find things like that very troubling, but I just reiterate that it's nothing new.
Okay, so how much power, how much energy does this idea have? Will it be implemented?
It seems like people are really excited about it, and it's more than just the momentum of public excitement, unfortunately.
All I ever hear about it is anti-Common Core. I don't know if it's because I'm in New Hampshire. I don't know if it's the Facebook folks that I hang out with, but
yeah.
It is being implemented in different places.
Well, I think it's in 45 states, and obviously there's a lot of resistance to it on the traditional, Republican right because it's tied to Obama. So, it didn't seem like there was that much of an outcry when George Bush was pushing a very similar type of legislation called No Child Left Behind. But, if they can be right by accident by opposing Democrats, then that's fine with me. So it is encouraging to see that there is resistance. And 45 states says to me that it has enough momentum. But a lot of that momentum is actually coming from the way the funding works. And, the Federal Department of Education dangles money down to State Department of Education's across the country. They want that money, and then the state departments of education dangle that money to the individual school districts. So, you know, you have these strings attached that quickly turn out to be chains. And before you know it, everyone is locked into Common Core. That's really how I think it wound up in 45 states, is that people are chasing federal funds.
Wow. Is Maine?
That's a good question, but I'll tell you, from what I know about Maine, I would think that the Maine legislature would be totally on board with this. Because Maine, I know there's a lot of conservative folks living in Maine, but Maine is very much a blue state.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for answering my question. I really appreciate your show.
Oh, no problem.
Thanks for the call, Elaine. 855-450-FREE. You know, in the last segment, we were talking about internet security and how it's what it's like for the average individual to be have their internet security compromised, what it's like for people who are powerful in the world. And I just want to tell you about ProXPN. If you value your online privacy, you need ProXPN. ProXPN is a global virtual private network that allows you, I've got to read this because I'm not exactly sure, you know, what the specific terminology is of these things. It allows all of your online data to be encrypted back and forth between the internet service provider. They never know what they're seeing. They just see encrypted gobbledygook. So these organizations, internet service providers that keep records going back, in some cases, 6 months and as far back as 5 years on, you know, what your activity is online. This is where the government goes if you're talking about sort of local and state police and those kind of organizations to find out what you've been doing to your ISP. If you're providing them with encrypted information, there's nothing they can do with that. It's just gobbledygook that passes by. ProXPN gives you that ability to, you know, protect your internet history. Everything you do online is tracked back to you if you don't have ProXPN. From downloading movies and music to every single web page you go to, ProXPN, you simply download an app for Windows, Mac, iOS, and that's that Apple stuff, and or Android, even Linux. And you set it up. Setup is a little different for Linux. Then you just connect it to the internet, and you're protected. No one can track or spy on you, and no one account works for all of your devices simultaneously. No need to have a separate account for each device. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use the promo code FTL20, and you get 20% off of the price of the premium account. Now, whatever way you choose to pay, you get 20% off for life if you use coupon code FTL. If you pay all at once for a year, it's only $5 a month to be protected against having your stuff spied on. And I know a lot of our listeners have chosen to go and protect themselves this way with ProXPN. And I would encourage you to do it, too. This is a small percentage of what you pay for internet connectivity and incredibly valuable. You get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So if you try it for 7 days and it doesn't work for you, then you get your money back. It's proxpn.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL20, and you get the security and privacy that you have a right to at proxpn.com/FTL. Let's go to Robert calling in from Bellows Fall, Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Robert.
All right. I went ahead and pasted. You know, I'm not a UFO believer. I haven't been, but I pasted a video on Facebook for Free Talk Live that's pretty convincing, but... You know,
there's a good video up there?
Yeah,
people go to facebook.freetalklive.com?
I'll have fun with that, you know.
Okay.
But the thing I wanted to talk about was that you were talking about the TSA there, the people that do all the groping and molesting in airports and stuff like that.
Hmm.
And, you know, I've been listening to Free Talk Live for, close to 3 years. And I know, Mark, that you go to California, you know, I don't know, once or twice a year.
Right.
I've never, ever heard you ever talk about your experiences, you know, going through the, you know, being touched and groped and all that kind of stuff.
If something exciting happens, I mention it, but my experience is just like everybody else's. You know, I go in there, the machines. Robert, thanks for the call.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-394-5392. That's 800-394-5392. Again, call 800-394-5392. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-394-5392 and get your money when you need it.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
No, I don't mind. I live in Bennington.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. You can give us a call, talk about whatever it is you want to talk about here on the live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. Phone lines are open to you. It's 855-450-3733. We truly have been all over the board tonight. Common Core, the TSA, Internet security, UFOs, education. It's just across the board. So Again, 855-450-FREE. To get the best mortgage for you, you need to have, well, good rates. We've got near all-time lows as far as rates go. You need to have a property that's going to appraise for the right amount. If you're trying to buy a property for $1 million that's worth $500,000, that ain't going to go anywhere. You need to have a business or a job that's going to, you know, provide you with enough money, provable money, that you can purchase it. And you need the ability to take yes for an answer. Right now, you want to get into that loan as quickly as possible, because at the end of the year, rules come in. Well, I should say the beginning of next year. January 1st, 2014, new rules come online that make getting a home loan more difficult. And it's more paperwork. It's going to take more time. It's going to cost more money. And some people just aren't going to get it as a result of the new restrictions. Contact Roger Schlesinger and his team of experts at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. And get that refi done that you were thinking about doing. You want to get it done in the next 2 months. Get if you can get that home loan that you were thinking about getting, if you can get it before the end of the year, you really should. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. If you need a second opinion, they're only a phone call away. 866-288-0088. You can trust them. They've been in the business a long time. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. 866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Let's go to Dana calling in from Charleston, South Carolina. Dana, how are you listening to Free Talk Live?
On 94.3 FM.
Excellent. So WWSE?
That would be it.
Okay, great.
Hey, I was calling because I was just listening to the segment prior, and the school assignment sounded eerily similar to one that my 9-year-old had just a couple of days ago, where the one you were talking about was replacing a couple of the amendments with their own.
Yeah.
And, well, this one was the header at the top basically said that the mayor had decided to cancel Halloween and wanted the kids to come up with a holiday of their own, basically, you know, where the kids still have candy, but none of the scary stuff and none of the costumes. And it just sounds
very costumes that are the problem? What's the mayor seem to have the problem with precisely as far as Halloween goes?
Yeah, it really didn't say. It just said that he's just leaving all the spooky stuff at home this year, and you know, and it's just
you don't
be
need
about
to ask
fun.
Questions right. about why the mayor has a problem. The mayor is in charge.
Yeah, but it just the similarities were striking whenever you're talking about the one where you replaced a couple of the amendments.
So is that Charleston, South Carolina, where this happened?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So when I saw it, and then I was helping my son do his work, and then he was like, "Daddy," he says, "I don't think the government should be telling us that they're going to cancel Halloween." And I was like, "You're absolutely right, son.
You're raising a little dissident, aren't you?"
I am trying to, yes.
So did he complete the assignment?
Question everything. He completed the assignment. You know, teacher may not have been thrilled with a couple of the answers, but, you know, it was all his own doing, and, you know, but, yeah, it's a school assignment, so
I remember in school a teacher who had on her wall the Einstein quote, mm-hmm. You know, question authority, and with a picture of Einstein. You know, any quote you put next to Einstein's face adds immediate credibility, right?
Right.
And this lady literally wrote on my paper, rather than confronting me when we had some kind of disagreement, she just wrote down on a piece of paper while standing next to me, "I think you have a problem with authority." I just pointed to the poster over there on her wall that said question authority. Am I supposed to be asking you questions?
Yeah.
I think that asking questions of the establishment really is critical thinking.
Yes.
And it is the teachers don't have time for this. If you've got 30 students asking you hard questions, you literally don't have time to do your job. I'm not saying that the teachers are, you know, either the problem. I think that they're faced with the problem over and over again, and they're trying to just get through their days, and it's impossible. Their tasks are impossible.
Right.
And especially in elementary school, because, you know, you're still trying to get kids to where they're behaving properly most of the time, and, you know, a little easier, I think, once you get up in middle and high school. But, yeah, and you got 30 kids in class. It's a pretty daunting task. You know, all you can do really is just try to keep order most of the time and keep the assignments going. So,
well, but, I'm not suggesting you should turn your child into a guinea pig, but I would be interested in hearing about from you or anyone else what the response is from teachers. Like, what guidelines are they given to respond to kids who would say what your son said to you? Well, I don't think Halloween should be canceled by the government, Dad. That the,
right.
Like, what's the response that comes back from the school? And if you're interested in learning more about this kind of control over education coming from the federal level, there's a video that was made in the early 90s. You can find it on YouTube. It's called Who Controls Our Children? And it's presented by a woman in Pennsylvania who I believe was on the school board. And her name is Peg Luxick, Who Controls Our Children. And she talks about this process in the earlier versions of things like Common Core and No Child Left Behind, because then it was like Head Start. This tactic that's often used in more aggressive types of sales called remediation, where you would continuously bring the same assignments back to students until you got the response that was desired.
Hmm.
And that's very, very creepy, but...
It's what the police do, too. If they don't feel like your story jibes,
exactly.
You're going to keep asking the same questions over and over again.
Yeah. And that creates, you know, that sense that the world is closing in on you. Like, hey, if you want to move forward, like, don't you just want to move forward? Don't you just want to get out of this room or out of this seat or away from this worksheet? That remediative process. So she describes that in a much earlier version of Common Core. She was probably talking at that time about something like Head Start. But it's an eerie video because she was on the inside. She was getting a firsthand look at these Federal Department of Education programs. And if you're concerned about what might be going on in school today, it's a more developed version of what she was talking about then.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out. Sounds like really cool video. Yeah, you know, the thing with kids these days, especially in elementary school, I mean, you really have to keep an eye on what they're being taught and everything else. And, you know, sometimes you have to go back through and kind of get their head straight on certain things and ask what they're teaching in class every day as well. So.
Yeah, and don't... And
ultimately, that's really, I mean, you know, the responsibility isn't on them, the schools, for your child's education. I think it's mostly your child that the responsibility falls on, but since you're their parent, you know, you're far more responsible than a school is for their education. So I think that, yeah, absolutely, whether they're in public school, private school, religious school, whatever it is, you, the parent, are responsible, or should, I guess, is the best I can come up with.
Yeah.
You should pay close attention to what your kids are learning. And
absolutely.
That's, you know, that's where it comes down. Dana, I really appreciate the call here. Oops, sorry. I wonder what he said to say. It was probably insightful. 855-450-FREE. Too fast on that drop button. 855-450-FREE here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. All in. Talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Please.
Common Core come to your neighborhood? Does it scare you? 855-450-FREE.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. That's 855-450-FREE. I think the majority of what we've talked about this evening has been sort of education issues, but we've certainly been across the board.
Yeah.
And you can call in about whatever you want here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark and
Brett.
That's right. 855-450-FREE. FreedomCam.net. This is a bit of insurance for you when you're on the road. When you're on the road, anything can happen. You can get pulled over. You can get an automobile accident. And if the other party, be they law enforcement or just another private individual, remembers the story differently than you, and you end up, for whatever reason, in the court of law, wouldn't it be nice to have the ultimate witness on your side? The ultimate witness is the Freedom Cam. It is a video camera that points out the front of the vehicle and into the passenger compartment and thus out the back of the vehicle. So it has two cameras on it. It's got a microphone. It's got GPS, navigation. It records your driving route and speed. And whatever said, whatever happens in that vehicle is recorded. It's automatic. It's easy to use. You don't have to turn this thing on. You don't have to remember. Once you buy the Freedom Cam, once you install the Freedom Cam, that's it. It works in the dark, so if you're driving at night, it's got infrared. This is a great piece of equipment. I've got it in both of my vehicles, and I feel safe as a result. It's freedomcam.net. It's and by the way, you can go there, and you can use bitcoins. If you've got them and you've heard about bitcoins, you can buy the Freedom Cam with bitcoins. It's freedomcam.net. Let's go to Tim in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All's well.
All right. Well, y'all, like you said, you've been on the topic of education tonight. I had an interesting point of view I thought y'all would like to hear.
Sure.
I was homeschooled my whole life until I was a junior in high school, and I ended up going to a public school that year. And ran into...
Is that a big shock?
Yeah, it was quite a shock. It was, it was a lot different than I thought it was going to be. For one, They wouldn't accept a lot of the things I had done, and because of that, I spent most of my junior year not learning anything.
Right, taking remedial classes. You know, you couldn't take a test and get out of them. You just had to take remedial classes, right?
Hmm. Right. Like in the curriculum I did my sophomore year when I was homeschooled, for instance, they had geometry integrated into the Algebra 2. It was all just one course.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got to the high school, you know, they wouldn't count my geometry. And I was like, well, you know, I know
they
it
did
all.
Count your Algebra 2?
Yeah, because it was technically called Algebra 2 with integrated geometry or whatever.
All right.
You know, and I ended up making, I want to say, 110 out of 100 in that class because I knew everything. They wouldn't let me opt out of PE, which was a freshman course, even though I was an Eagle Scout and I'd played sports my whole life.
Yeah, but you hadn't taken PE classes. Tim,
I know, apparently.
Stop rocking the boat, Tim.
Do Eagle Scouts play dodgeball?
Yeah, right.
Right. And,
where I was from, we had to square dance.
There you go.
Yeah, one thing I thought was interesting, you said the word critical thinking.
Yeah.
And I think that's one thing I really got from homeschooling that helped me out a lot. Because, you know, homeschooling was rough. You know, my parents aren't academics by any means. And well, I'll say it was rough. That's kind of a negative connotation. But, you know, I basically had to teach myself a lot of stuff, you know, and they were there to help me. And, you know, like, for instance, in math, if there was something I didn't understand and they didn't understand, well, I would spend, you know, whenever my scheduled math time in school, I would stay on that lesson for a week sometimes, you know, and, you know, my mom would give me the answers to all the questions of that work and just say, you know, work it out until you figure it out. You know, sometimes it would take all day, sometimes it would take a week.
Tim, that really brings up something for me in school is what I found in math is sometimes you could really get left behind by the class. Is if
yeah.
for whatever reason you didn't internalize some particular aspect of it, you didn't understand it, then poof, off they went. And
yeah.
you were just going to be, you know, you're just behind until they're done with that segment, and hopefully you don't need to use that stuff again. They'll probably review it when it comes back around next year or the next time we use that particular skill set. But if you don't know how to do it, you know, or you were sick too many days in that time frame, or you're thinking about other stuff, too worried about bullies or girls or whatever it was that was going on, you just didn't get it. They weren't going to come back. And this is even worse in the higher grades. When you're left in analytic geometry, you're left. You're not going. It's over. The year's
right.
over.
Right. And you know, to go off of that, you know, I was thinking. I noticed a lot of kids. I think they just get used to being taught instead of used to learning. Because
abdicate their responsibility to the teacher. You were your teacher. And you were
right.
responsible for learning. Now, that's not critical thinking, but it's a level of responsibility that's really important. And when you're responsible for your learning, you are going to learn. When someone else is responsible for your learning, you're going to try to duck and dodge learning whenever you can.
And here's a quick example just from my own professional experience. I've told this story a number of times on my show. I was teaching an SAT class once, and SAT has some higher-level reasoning type of math problems, but they're all built around things that you learn in, like, 9th or 10th grade. They just have this twist to them. So this kid yelled out in the class one day, "We were never given the formulas for problems like this," right? And what critical thinking provides you is a set of portable tools. Portable problem solving, right? So you don't have to rely on a formula that you call to mind when you see a certain type of problem. You have a set of tools that can translate to different problem solving situations. So when you talk about, you know, you were helped by homeschooling with critical thinking, I would just say schooling didn't get in your way because the basics of critical thinking are natural. We have a need to identify things in our environment. We have a need or desire to understand those things and make sure that our world is as free of contradictions as possible. And we also have a need and a desire to communicate that stuff to other people. So that is the 1-2-3 process of critical thinking. Now, obviously, you can study it a lot more and you can get into, like, you know, the rules of general grammar, and you can get into Aristotelian logic and classical rhetoric and really refine the critical thinking process. But your mind wants to go through the basics of that process naturally. School gets in the way by doing exactly what you said, Tim, taking away people's self-sufficiency. An expert will tell you, you know, what is and what isn't, and all you have to do is follow along and barf it back up onto a quiz at the end of the week, and you'll do okay. You know, don't think for yourself.
Yeah, and if you do think for yourself and you pop up in the middle of class and decide to say something, you risk a large amount of social pressure if you're ridiculed by the teacher. You know, if the teacher says, or even if you say the right thing, you risk a large amount of social pressure. And that's not something that a young person really particularly wants to do.
Yeah.
Right, especially being homeschooled. Socializing wasn't exactly my specialty, so speaking up was even more of a thing.
Yeah, most of the things as far as socialization went that I learned in high school were of no use in any place in life, except maybe like prison.
Prison, yeah,
prison,
yeah, absolutely.
Right. Tim, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. If I got treated by a coworker the same way I got treated by a co-student at high school, at a job place, I don't even know how I would react to that. And so the ability to deal with a person like that doesn't jibe with anything. I mean, I suppose if you're walking along in a bad neighborhood or something, I don't know. I mean, just not useful information to me. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? Bitquick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. Bitquick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to Bitquick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Bitquick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit Bitquick.co and get your Bitcoin. Bitquick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever it is you want to do, talk about. I might be able to squeeze you in here in the final segment of the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
I'm Brett.
And that's 855-450-FREE. Let's just jump right in here. Real quick, if you're going to do your online shopping, it is going to be that shopping season. You're going to do your shopping at Amazon. Do us a little favor. Go through shop.freetalklive.com. You'll get everything you're used to getting, price, service, whether you're an Amazon Prime member, it doesn't matter. Just go through shop.freetalklive.com and do your ordering that way. Just use that as your bookmark there. Just bookmark that link and use it every time you go to Amazon. And we'll get a little spiff, a little bonus. We appreciate that. Thanks. Let's go to Mike calling from Ithaca. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey there. I just wanted to comment about the guy that called in about weird lights in the sky.
Yeah, yes. He called in, it was like an hour and a half ago, yeah.
Oh, wow, I must be way off, because I was just on the radio here.
Huh. Well, maybe it's being delayed broadcast, or maybe somebody was mentioning the call that had been mentioned. Go on.
Oh, true. I just wanted to say, I don't believe aliens have ever been here, but there could very well be intelligent life. But, hey, if you really think that they're here, either stand outside with your roller quarters for the vending machines, or you could send a letter to the military, and I'm sure they could tell you some way it was swamp gas or make something else up.
Why, can we just return to the roll of quarters? I was a little unclear what you meant by the roll of quarters.
There was a guy that said that the aliens were going to come and they were going to beam them all aboard, and the quarters were for the vending machines on the spaceship.
Yeah, that
Heaven's
was the
Gate?
Yeah, the Heaven's Gate cult. They actually did some preparation.
They were prepared down to that level? Vending
machines?
Well,
you got to be prepared. I mean, if you're going to kill yourself to get on the, things, yeah. I don't know. It seems like, I suspect many of the stories that I've heard when it comes to aliens visiting or whatever. I tend to suspect most of those stories, but I think they very well could have. I think that they could have traveled across whatever spans by, I don't know, warping reality. You got me. Whatever the science fiction authors say, and it sounds good to me. I think that these things must be so advanced beyond our understanding of physics, space, time, that, we're just pets to them. We're just interesting to look at.
Well, I certainly think it's possible. I think it's possible that, that alien life could have been here, could be here, is coming here. Like we talked about earlier, the chances are that there is obviously something else intelligent out there. I don't devote a tremendous amount of time to this research.
No,
but
no.
I do have to say that I'm interested in seeing what happens with Project Disclosure. You know, what are they? What files does the government actually have? Will they ever be released? And what's actually there?
Oh yeah, I would definitely be curious about what they actually have. But I'm sure if you ask them now, they would put up all sorts of denying.
You know, when Bill Clinton will sometimes talk about this after, you know, having been president, and he said he wanted to know, and he makes a very believable, and, you know, this is a very believable guy generally, but he makes a very believable case that, well, I didn't know nothing. They wouldn't tell me what was going on in Area 51. That's my best Bill Clinton off the top of my head. But I believed him when he said, yeah, I didn't hear anything about any aliens.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, people have floated. It seems like that a lot of people want to attach this, whatever their thing is, to the Kennedy assassination.
Oh, yeah.
He did it because he was going to get rid of the Fed, or he did it because he was going to split up the CIA, and those things were, he was antagonistic with both of those things. But people have also floated this theory that he wanted all of this UFO, and let's just call it UFO. Let's not talk about flying saucers and aliens, but whatever this UFO technology was brought out into the open. And what it could be is, you know, government programs that were running in the late 40s, in the early 50s, that UFOs or alien visitors and the Roswell thing could have just been a beautiful cover for, like, bringing, you know, former Nazi Werner von Braun to the United States to work on a rocket program, taking Nazi technology, including ships that were saucer-shaped, and bringing them here, trying to reverse engineer them, rebuild them, and test them out. What a wonderful cover that is for you know, meddling with this top secret Nazi technology. And you can see photos of this stuff in Germany during World War II.
Yeah, they just didn't fly very well.
They didn't fly very well. So the, you know, bringing that technology here to some, you know, Air Force distant and isolated Air Force base and reverse engineering it, rebuilding it, and testing it. UFOs make a nice cover story for that because it sounds silly, and, you know, most people aren't going to look into that because it's dismissed as conspiracy. But it might have been real government tests of just technology that is, as far as most people are concerned, including our previous caller who had two brothers in the military, alien to them because it's never been brought out in front of the public before.
Mike?
Oh, I just never heard about the Nazis flying saucers for.
Yeah, just Google image Nazi flying saucer. You can see pictures of these prototypes they were developing. And you know, I tend to believe from the research that I've done, because I actually used to work with an unschooler, a homeschooler, and he was fascinated by the subject. And we would spend whole days sometimes researching this stuff. And I actually learned a lot about this Nazi saucer technology. So there is a story there, and based on my research, it is most likely what these, when the reports of UFOs, unidentified flying objects, spiked in the 40s and the 50s, it was most likely tests of these things.
Well, I just wanted to say that even if the whole world was unified under one style of government, and let's bring it up as, like, Star Trek.
Yeah.
And in Star Trek, there was still a secret part of government where they assassinated people.
There you go. It's always going to be, you know, they're always going to do their dirty work if they've got a monopoly. Mike, thanks for the call. I think it's interesting this homeschooler you're working with was interested in UFOs. And he you know, he's reading and doing all these things that you really want a student to do,
mm-hmm.
being interested in stuff. I wasn't a very good speller. All the way through up to high school, I'm still don't consider myself to be a good speller. Fortunately, we have tools online that, you know, like spell check and that kind of thing. I don't have to worry about it. But my spelling increased exponentially when I began to read for pleasure. And I didn't read for pleasure until I was out of high school for a good period of time.
Right.
And then I read for pleasure voraciously. So I had to be out of the system where they would want you to read and do the studying thing, because I had abdicated my responsibility to educate myself to other people. But as a result of my learning to read, I was able to spell words that I wasn't able to spell before on my own. This was back in, you know, the early 90s when something wouldn't come along and correct every spelling error that you ever had. By the way, I got to say, my math teachers lied to me. They told me that it's not like you're going to have a calculator in your pocket all the time. Well, yeah, I am. I got a calculator in my pocket all the time now.
Right.
So I wonder about the role of math in modern society. Obviously, you have to be able to count change sort of in your head to some level or another to know whether you're getting ripped off. But I don't know about the kind of formulas that we were taught in school now.
It's funny. I remember being in middle school and in computer class, they called it, and learning DOS.
Yeah.
And being told, you are going to need to know this.
Yes, right. Going to have to know DOS.
Right.
And I would venture to say most people have no clue that the DOS is running up underneath their under their computer, that you know, to pull up, how to pull up a command prompt or anything like that.
I'll tell you a nice story, though, about how that played out in real life. I know
okay.
We only have a minute here, but I was a marketing coordinator at a ski resort, and they had been running this closed-circuit television system, which was just like, you know, all these little stills of what you hear, come to the hotel or go play to the pool or, you know, those kind of things. And it was running on DOS, and nobody knew how to do it. So I went in, not using any information that I learned in school, but using the new computer called the Internet. This was like 2001, and reprogrammed it all. And then completely forgot DOS, unfortunately.
Just that
but
quick.
I can put on my resume DOS.
You know, it's a nice thing to know, I suppose, in certain instances. I just turn it all over to my co-host, Ian, and he takes care of it. But, you know, it has its disadvantages. When something electronic that's kind of attached to the house goes wrong,
yeah.
Then what do? You got to bring him out there and have him fix stuff. And then, of course, you have to offer him a free meal because he's a bachelor. So. 855, what, I'm giving the telephone number. I meant to say freetalklive.com. We'll be there for the next 21 hours. You can go and check out the website, the Facebook page, whatever it is. Get interactive with Free Talk Live. Brett, it's been a real pleasure.
Thank you. Likewise.
And people can find you at
schoolsucksproject.com and YouTube.com/user/schoolsuckspodcast.
Then there you go. Freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri, and when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili, and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast, even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up. Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.